Blog Talk Radio.
Reggie with Blaze L's. I was a kid, not even 12. Many cassettes on my shelf. Public enemy to many was the topic that we sell. Fascinated by the beats that break your neck like the E-cell. Back with crack with the retail, I paid attention to detail. Only possibly that he came, pretty certain that he failed. I became criminal minded over the instantly known. So I had to help myself even when times got rough. Or DMC had to remind me be leather. I'm so tough, I approach the gates of hell. They'll be scared to open up. The villains thinking they showed up, but they're not even showing up. So this song's for you, hip hop. Thought you should know what's up. Without you growing up, this world might have cold crushed a motherfucker. Yeah, I said it. I thank God that you were always there.
Good evening, listeners to Is That Jazz Radio, and thank you for our special Tuesday broadcast. You're listening to Nickel and Dimes Ops. Nickel is a guest of ours tonight. He'll be with us shortly, and we'll return in 1 minute.
Never imagined it would be for Nickel and Dime Ops. Some of my people blasting heat, but was it back in my garage? I rocked hip hop like D24s. How could I stop? You let me reminisce a little. I like steel and peak rock. At the Black Moon, got the prophets when I left my mama's spot. Without a reasonable doubt, this is a life of hard knocks. Might be me against the world. I'm ready to dive. It's not. At the radio station locked on 97.1. It's the antidote I need when they be feeding me poison. It's funny these shook ones. Moment the truth that was written. Entering 36 chambers, smoking on chronic can motivate me to start spitting. The time keeps on ticking. The music is so cool that back and cheese and fried chicken.
Always yeah. Dead.
Always there since I was a baby and no one cared. She was my mama, she was my papa. They held me down all these times I faced the drama. 2000 came and things started to change. When they the buildings met the planes and everything turned strange. Many ways the hip hop game started crumbling the same. Rip from Jane to Lil Wayne, I'm casting these veins. The low down dirty shame was into your name and your image. For me, I didn't care. I made the microphone independent. My rockets were splendid, but I'm still a Mosina bandit. No time to assess the damage, I just painted on my canvas. Stops the soldiers in the barracks, I live most of Dilla. Feral monster, Bruce Common, and Ghostface Killer. Not a customer or a dealer. What's realer than rhymes with soul? Like it's so ice cold. Ain't you see the future sold? And you were always there.
We'll be right back.
Folks, you just listened to Nickel.
There is one thing you do not understand, great guidance. You reject the plan? I wish to make an estimate of my own. To think for yourself is to be like the human. Yes, to be like the human. To laugh, feel, want. Why are these things not in the plan?
Okay, folks, we've just listened to Nickel and Dime's Ops. They're a jazz fuse band out of New York City, led by Nickel Kismix from Queen. We hate giving definitions because it's hard to define this gentleman's music. We're just grateful that he's on the air, and I'm going to bring him on now. Hey, Nickel, how are you, man?
What's up, Tracy? What's good, man?
Nothing much, man. I'm kind of excited to be able to see you this Saturday. It's always cool to come up to New York and watch you perform. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out this evening and answer a few questions about us.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
You know, Nickel, man, when we first met and we had a chance to talk, you said Jimi Hendrix was one of your musical influences. And it just brought me back to Jimi Hendrix on the campus of Dell State and, you know, watching folks listen to a different form of music. So, touching on Jimi Hendrix, who are some of your musical influences?
I mean, it definitely varies across the board. You know, I was just having a conversation the other night with somebody. I'm, at this point in my life, I'm interested in all types of music as long as I can feel, you know, the composer, the artist's heart and soul come out of the music. You know, it doesn't matter if it's hip-hop or jazz or rock and roll. I listen to all types of music, you know. When I was younger, it was strictly hip-hop, you know, and I used to listen to, you know, Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul. And as the years progressed, we got more into, you know, Boot Camp Click and Big Pun and Redman. And as the years went by, I became more Mos Def and Talib Kweli, people like that. Outkast definitely heavily influenced me lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, present day, I'd have to say hip-hop-wise, you know, for me, because I'm an MC primarily, you know, I always think that way first, but Pharoah Monch and is a great influence of mine. And then when it comes to music, like you said, though, I've always, you know, idolized certain musicians that have been able to kind of transcend across the board and just, it seems like, tap into another level, which is why I mentioned to you, Jimi Hendrix has always been a major influence of mine, and Bob Marley, who just had his 70th birthday, right?
You
know, I know they're iconic in a way, but I believe they became iconic because they just had that special innate ability to kind of tap into the universal energy and just really present it to people, you know?
That's
kind of what
cool,
I aspire to with my music.
It comes across in your music, man, your stage presence. And preparing for this interview for a long time, Nickel, this is kind of special for me. I was trying to think of how I would describe your music personally, and it's like lyricist hip meets philosophy at a grad school level. Like, your lyrics, man, are put together in such a way that it provokes thought, man, and that's one of the main things I like about your music. You know, I just sit back and think, like, this brother must have a headache with all that knowledge, man. All the time, so. And we're going to feature your music right up until your show this Saturday, so folks will get a chance to, you know, listen to your sound and hopefully one day get a chance to see it live. Touching on my next question, and definitely introduce you to the audiences down here in the Philadelphia, Maryland, Delaware area. I've seen you live a number of times, man, and it's unbelievable your presence on stage. How is it important for a hip-hop artist like yourself to be able to, you know, rock the stage with live music behind you?
For me, you know, it doesn't even, like I said, you know, hip-hop is primarily my love musically, but it doesn't even necessarily, it's not even the hip-hop that moves me in terms of getting on stage, man. I just believe heavily that if you're going to get on stage and go up there and do your thing, it's an art form, you know, and there's so many, I mean, you talk about hip-hop, I mean, we're so oversaturated with MCs who just they don't grasp it. They don't grasp, you know, the soulful side behind it. They're just putting out some word. They figured out how to, you know, rhyming isn't that hard. I don't believe. You know, I was just doing it with my 5-year-old son. He putting down rhyme words together isn't the hard part. It's putting your all your life and your being behind it and meaning it and having, like you said, having something to say, which has become a kind of a lost art form. But for me, it's not even about the words, man. And that's why I so much enjoy being with this band, Nickel and Dime Ops, because everybody's so good and we're so interactive with each other on stage that even though we're playing the same song, and I'm sure you've noticed, we're not always playing the same thing. We're constantly feeding off each other and building off each other, whether it's them coming up with new chord progressions on the spot or the drummer coming up with different styles to break or even the way myself or Madam might change our tonalities or expression, you know, with the lyrics, you know, we're constantly, constantly feeding off each other. Creativity is the ultimate, it's the ultimate level of expression, you know, not even just music, you know. So, you know, it's very important to me every time we get on stage to put out everything. I never go out there and run through the motions or half-assed, no matter what's happening in my life. Actually, sometimes the things that should be pushing me down are actually the things that boost me when I get back on stage, because I use all those emotions and I feed off them, you know. You know, that's something that should never be taken for granted as an artist.
Well, you met my program director earlier today, and I thank her so much for her efforts in creating this interview. She has one question. I cannot let you go without playing Shadow Man, like you knew that was coming, Nickel. And we have one question after that, okay? So I'm going to bring Ebony on, and she has one question.
My pleasure.
Ebony?
Hey, greetings.
Hey. Hi, Ebony.
Peace, Nickel. Nice to meet you. How you doing? Good to meet
I'm
you,
doing
too.
Great.
My question is, Nickel, you stated on the track Existential, to be the greatest version of self, you have to find where the joy lies. My question is, where does the joy lie within yourself, and do you feel you are the greatest version of yourself?
Wow, that's deep. Well, you know, I think that was one of the, that line specifically kind of like encaptures the entire message of that song, Existential, you know, to really understand yourself and being able to express that. And the greatest version of joy, that's, I think, I don't think we're all able to capture it all the time. You know, I only the great spiritual leaders, maybe like, you know, the Buddhas and type, have been able to really just be pure joy all the time. But I think that should be your guiding light. You know, for me specifically, the most joyful parts of my life are being with my son. You know, and those special moments I've had with him from the moment he was born, and being there to watching him grow, and just those moments, being on stage is always, you know, I always feel like the purest version of myself when I'm on stage, just doing what I love, you know, doing what you love, you know. I like to travel. I've been to a lot of amazing places, you know, and that will always open you up. And just being with the people you love, man, that's special, you know. So I'd say for me, that's when I'm the greatest version of myself, either doing what I love or being with the people I love. And those are more specific moments for me. But it could be different for anybody, you know. I don't know, you know. That's for you to find out.
Got you. Thank you.
Thanks for the
question. Okay, Nickel, Ebony will be joining me at this Saturday. So you guys get a chance to meet and talk a little further. That was a great question, man. Like, made me think also. real though. Listen, Nickel knows this is one of my favorite songs, and it has a special meaning to me because travels in New York. And so I'm going to play this song, and Nicholas agreed to answer one more question for us, and we're going to let this brother go. He actually has his son with him now, and he's really taking time out to do this for Is That Jazz Radio. This happens to be my theme song for Nickel, and it's called Shadow Man. I hope you guys enjoy.
One here is called Shadow of Man. The darkness out there is getting out of hand. And even if you think you're immune, you probably be considered getting back as soon. This is the darkness and the light out there that surrounds us. Good and evil. All around us. He's the only one who sees all my good and all my bad deeds. Still never leaves. Is he bound or does he believe? I don't know. Yo, he walks to me at night under the light's protection. My opposite, my bodyguard, my false direction. Mirrors, every movement, never competition. My companion, man at arms under constant mission. Mixed up my composition, maybe a contradiction. Maybe the darkest part of me don't scare the opposition. This is the authenticity, but the logistics don't match. When it feels right or wrong, could be a difficult task. See my words, he don't laugh. My understanding is humble. That's my man's like it or not, he never mumbles. Don't want no drum roll, keep it incognito. The shadow of man, rocket in the black tuxedo. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man, clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow man. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man, clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man, he got my back, yo, that's my shadow man. Sometimes I've done things that I can't admit to. I'm like everybody else, man, we all got issues. Some men can tear metal right through human tissue. Or maybe pistol whip you. Fire ballistic missiles. Some are superficial. The personality trait causing pain. Breaking hearts. Check fatality rates. And for reality's sake, just some shit to giggle. Shallow is vain. The whole train of thought is dribble. Yo, these words are scribble. This burden on my shoulders. I'm like Duke and Snake Eyes trying to murder Cobra. I mean Commander Hoda. You got to hand it over. Yo, that's the attitude they have been using force like Yoda. I'm chilling on the corner. I got my shadow with me. My silhouette might kill you next for $1.50. Right now he's not too tricky. These times are getting tricky. At 5 o'clock he's breaking out the symbiotic whiskey. That's how my partner's with me. At all times at the dark. But if he's coming with me, you're his death to his part. There from the start, he's my oldest sibling. The keeper of a secret, he's overliving. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man. He's clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man. He got my back, yo, that's my shadow, man. Unraveling the mystery and shadow of man. He's clearly be hard to understand. I'm traveling with my right hand man. He got my back, yo, that's my shadow, man. Living life struggling with good and evil. Regular people check their hearts, their Fahrenheit is 3-2. They don't see you, they don't see past themselves. All the robberies, they gather ski masks themselves. Here at our darkest moment, but still I can't disown it. Somehow it's forced a part of me that keeps me omnipotent. So once these words are spoken, I can never go back. I know the villain over the.
And we're back. Thank you, Nickel, for being patient. And I hope folks love one of my favorite tunes, Shadow Man. Nickel, I have a question for you. Is there any new videos on the way? That was a very interesting video to that song. Are there any new videos on the horizon?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you asked, man. The video for The Cure, which is also on that last album, The Soul Ligaments, we've been working on diligently, I will say, for the last year with an animator that we hired. And we're actually having a completely animated version of that video, which should be done. I mean, I'm waiting to see the final any day now. So as soon as I get that, we're going to start hitting the YouTube circuits and websites. I mean, it's all going to be online initially. You know, God willing, maybe we'll get some TV off of it. But super excited. Great animator. He captured all of us as characters, and we're going to be fighting the bad guys, and instead of using weapons, we're going to be using our instruments to save the day. So excited about that release, man. I've been keeping it on the hush, but we can start talking about it.
That's kind of cool. I hope we get a copy real early, man, so we can put it on our on our station and on the website. You know, that would help.
Yeah, I'll send you the link right away, man. Definitely. Thank you.
I'm just, you know, I'm looking forward. Folks, if you don't know, Nickel will be at the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York this Saturday for their late night series starting at 12 o'clock. We'll be there too, and we're anxiously waiting to check that show out. So I'll see you there. And the last question I have for you deals directly to your shows and your stage presence. One of the things that impresses me so much when I see you perform, brother, is that it's like I've seen you share the stage before. I've seen you at Smoke one time and ask an artist to come up. And you really seem to be like a facilitator, man, when you perform. You know, there are times when you command the stage, but often, you know, if I watched you just almost become like the audience and enjoy your band, man. So, like, where does that stage presence come from? Maybe that's a question.
Well, my stage presence, I can't really say where it comes from. I guess it comes from that desire for me to really just put out, like I said, all that great energy, all my heart and soul into the music, and all the words that I write mean so much to me. So I feel that meaning when I'm on stage, and I like to, you know, I like to let it out to the people. But it's also grown over the years. I mean, I'm no rookie, man. I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, I had a group in college, and we did a lot of great shows and a lot of great places, and I've done a lot of solo work and worked with other just specifically rap groups,
okay.
And done a lot of shows in that manner. But I have to say, these last 5 years with Nickel and Dime Ops has really upped my game as far as being on stage and my showmanship and my delivery. They've taught me so much rhythmically and harmonically. I mean, I thought I was dope before, and I still do, but I think I'm that much doper now from being able to work with these great musicians. So that's it. In that scenario, it just gets better and better and gets easier and easier. I mean, Nickel and Dime Ops now is done with our weekly residency and shows around town. We've done well over 200 shows.
You
know, that's a lot of stage time and a lot all different types of audiences, and it's really taught me how to relate to people in all types of ways. In terms of being the facilitator, I have to say that's actually comes from being around these jazz guys. They've taught me the communal ideal of, you know, just sharing the stage and creating together. I mean, you know, there's nothing to be scared of by bringing someone great on stage. It's only going to enhance what's happening on stage and drive everybody else to be that much greater, you know, including myself. So it's been a real pleasure. And playing at Smoke, I've been embraced by so many greats, you know, and they've come on stage and just shared the stage with me. You know, people like Dr. Eddie Henderson, who's a legend in his own right, and Steve Davis, and
right.
You know, I played with all these guys, Gregory Porter, and he came up and sang with us a few times. And for me, you know, that just makes the show better, pushes me to be better in the moment, you know, and after the moment. So I enjoy it, man. I really enjoy, you know, the spontaneity of the jazz side of our creation. Even though I definitely say we're primarily hip-hop, you know, but there's definitely a huge jazz element and influence, and I love to just let, as they say, let the cats stretch out and do their thing and express themselves. And I never want anyone that plays with me or anyone that sits in feeling like they didn't get their chance to be
right.
Them, you know? So,
okay.
You know, I'm definitely not greedy on stage, you know? Everyone gets their moment or multiple moments, and I have no problems. I often, as you know, I'll just step off the stage and have a drink and let them go, because I told a friend of mine the other day, I was like, man, I can't even believe sometimes I look at this band, I step outside of it, I'm like, I can't believe this is my band, because they're just so great. So I know I'm really blessed. It's been a very exciting ride, and I'm looking forward to this year and the next year to come, because it's just getting better and better and more opportunities. So I'm enjoying it, man.
You know, this will be my fourth venue seeing you at the Blue Note. And you just create that Nickel vibe wherever you go, man. I like the Cutting Room show, and of course, Smoke is just special there. But, you know, I just love your music, man. And thank you so much for your interview. Is there anything else you would like to share? We're going to have on our website your performance at the Blue Note and some other information to direct people to your CD. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience tonight, brother?
Yeah, you know, we're just excited about this Blue Note gig. Obviously, it's a Valentine's Day on a Saturday night, and it's NBA All-Star weekend, so we're very excited about the show, just getting that opportunity and being asked by the great Blue Note to do this performance. And, you know, also, but don't forget, like you mentioned, that we're at Smoke each and every Thursday going on 5 years, right around midnight, and it's never a dull moment over there, up there in the Upper West Side. So those are the main things, man. I appreciate you, brother. It's my absolute pleasure to come on the air with you and Ebony and do this interview. And you know, it's always been love since the day we met from our man Merle. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I sent Merle an email, and I was like, yo, man, check out the show. So he's going to listen to it soon and get back to us. And Ebony is on the line. I think she might want to say a few words to you also. Go ahead, Ebony.
Ooh.
I just want to say it's good to meet you. It's going to be even better to meet you in person. And thank you for just coming on and sharing your soul with us. We appreciate it.
I look forward to it, Ebony. I look forward to meeting you in person. And you're going to have a great time. So bring your party shoes.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
I plan on to. And we're going to go ahead and close out. For all the viewers and the listeners, we thank you for tuning in. Please keep in touch with Nickel and Dom Ops. They have a new album called The Solar Gymnast available now. You can go to spotmeatandnickel.com, hit them up, follow them on Twitter, Nickel Kills Mics, follow them on Facebook, hit them up.
Okay. And Ebony, I think you have a show coming up soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I do. On Is That Jazz Radio Catharsis link, you can go ahead to Catharsis link on Is That Jazz Radio. I have a show called Catharsis, and it's airing this Sunday at 8:30. This weekend I'm going to have Brother Minister Robert Muhammad of the NOI and his wife, Christy Muhammad. They're going to be talking about the upcoming Savior's Day this year, which the topic will be Universal Cry for Justice. So if you can tune in, 8:30 p.m. Sunday, this Sunday, February 14th, we're going to go in with the Brother Minister Robert Muhammad and his wife, Christy Muhammad. So please tune in if you can, 8:30 p.m. this Sunday on Catharsis and Is That Jazz Radio.
And, folks, Catharsis is a weekly program, and Ebony has a wide range of guests that will definitely provide you with a moment of reflection, introspection, and any other word I can say to impress folks right now. But her show is really amazing, and once again, it's every Sunday at 8:30. We're going to close out tonight's show with, oddly enough, the music to Nickel's upcoming video, and this is called The Cure.
Suppose you all know how to use one of these things, but in case you don't, you just press down on this lever with your thumb and then pull the trigger.
The soul take over the rollover on the old flow, comb over the cold shoulders. It's all over, all these open toes over. Getting signed from my boots, I don't talk, it's not over. I just smile like a joker, burn your eye with a hot poker. Shoot up, stop broken, through the time with the box poster stop. You're not closer to never ending hamster wheel. Like those who puff the back of wonder what scared the wheel. Feel like standing still, your bubble gum again, he's killed. And until the day I die, my flow so hard that it can damage grill. Man is ill, damn it, if Ramsey kill. Your mouth is getting up like you took a can of Ambacil. Maybe the panic still setting in the circle that I'm repping in. Storm the border like a bunch of hungry Mexicans. Alert the president, the army, and the residents. If the pessimist is evident, and his music is our medicine. It's the cure. But the time is racked. We're taking over the globe. Now we're taking it back. It's the cure. But the time is racked. They're taking over the globe. But now we're taking it back. The dawn of creation, they said this time would come. that the all-seeing nation would bash your heads with some. Money hungry deviants, that's how the West was won. That's why I lie awake, sleep, just feel the rest of the sun. Why your MPs and soldiers are relying on Folgers. Keep their eyes open and sharpshooters and steady scoping. You lost hope when you saw what you were up against. Realize the grass is greener with your head kicked through the fucking fence. Still I ask myself what's up with the rent. Cause I'm living hand to mouth, rubbing through sensing like I got nothing left. I know you're bluffing, hence I gotta up the ante. Cause the likeness is uncanny between you and the granny. Foolish, take a danny, man, your cammy's just so scary. Hands are kinda clammy, nervous, laughs just like the nanny. Granny, favorite words, panties, fight, file, buy money. Honey, crummy, I'm no dummy, can't be bumpy with no honey. But a fight's a good fight, day and night, like a big cunning. This shit, you spit ugly, I attack beats like they stole from me. So lovely, man, it's universe and jealous. Penicillin from that chick you with, that's the this in your bed. It's yours. From the time is right, we're taking over the soul. Now we're taking it back. For sure. For the time is right, we're taking over the soul. Now we're taking it back. Was said that there would be a league of champions. Those who pinpoint the source where the insanity comes. Eliminate the climate, ego, and vanity, bro. And it begun. And it begun. Your disease, I'm the cure. I'm the land, you just a tremor. I'm the dilemma that you're facing every day in your agenda. I'm no pretender, I'm the sense of December. Something you wish you didn't remember. No retreat, no surrender. I'm one member, but clear the distance who dissembles anything that stands in our way. It's so hazy in the emperor. Uncut, raw, flawless, a clean prophet. Prophesize when this is over, you'll be happy for the stopping. This ain't changed, just like the pictures in the locket. Over schizophrenic woman who got many boyfriend options. See when this is over, the sign of them we can got to save the world from becoming too monotonous. But to be sure, when the time is right, we're taking over the soul. So now we can't get it back. But the time is right, we take it over the globe. Now we taking it back. 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 Now we taking it back.
Profane, sacrilege. What are you playing in this church? Have you no respect? Do you feel no reverence? And I feel sorry for you and your lack of soul.
Thank you, folks, for tuning in today in our very special broadcast with my boy Nickel and Dime Ops. Again, Nickel will be at the Blue Note, and we'll be back on the air this coming Sunday at 8:30 for Catharsis. Please tune in and enjoy our new closing song, Melodies of Love by Joe Sample. Have a great evening, folks.